Travelers and their loved ones are in for a treat as several major airports across the United States are reverting to an old tradition, allowing non-travelers to access post-security areas. This initiative aims to recapture the heartfelt moments of farewells and greetings right at the gate, offering a richer, more nostalgic airport experience. Philadelphia International Airport is leading the way with the introduction of the Wingman Pass on November 1, 2023. Available daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., this free program mandates online applications, which can be submitted between 1 to 7 days prior to the intended visit. Not far behind, Orlando International Airport has launched the Experience Visitor Pass program, granting access to its newest edition, Terminal C, with a week's advanced online registration required. Seattle-Tacoma International Airport has been in the game since 2018 with its Visitor Pass, accommodating up to 300 visitors daily. Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport's Guest Pass has specific visitor limits varying by weekdays and weekends. Detroit Metropolitan Airport's Destination Pass facilitates non-travel access to both McNamara and Evans terminals via on-site kiosks. Furthermore, John Wayne Airport Air Pass and Tulsa International Airport's Visitor Pass program have unique application and verification processes to ensure security while enhancing visitor experience. While these programs mark a significant shift in airport operations, they come with their own set of conditions. Non-travelers must typically present identification, often apply in advance, and adhere to the same security protocols as their traveling counterparts. The resurgence of non-traveler access programs at key U.S. airports exemplifies the balance between maintaining rigorous security standards and reinvigorating the essence of classic travel experiences. As more airports potentially adopt similar initiatives, passengers and their loved ones can look forward to more meaningful moments amidst their journeys.